When she felt the charge of compressed air shove the shadow bomb free of its launch tube, she grasped it in the force and pulled up hard. As she expected, the skiff rolled on its back, trying to bring its weapons to bear before the bomb struck home. Jaina was already rising into its ion stream, nearly scraping her canopy on the Rockhound's belly as she guided the bomb toward the four blue circles of the BDY's thrust nozzles. Rowdy issued a shrill alarm tweedle, no doubt warning her about the dangers of remaining inside the skiff's ion tail. The friction alone would be pushing the Stealth X's skin toward the combustion point, and Jaina could feel for herself how the turbulence was straining the starfighter's battered frame. Still, she remained inside the efflux, her attention fixed on the bright blue circles, until they finally swelled into the silver flash of a detonating shadow bomb. Half a second later, the Stealth X hit the bomb's shockwave, and Jaina slammed against her crash harness. The temperature inside her back suit shot up so quickly, she thought her hair would burst into flames. The spatter of ricocheting debris rattled through the starfighter. And then, there was nothing ahead but the dark, pocked sky of the Rockhound's vast white belly. Jaina brought the Stealth X under control. The starfighter's superstructure was showing through the nose in a couple of places, and its fuselage was vibrating so badly that she feared it was coming apart around her. She began to ease away from the Rockhound's underside. "Rowdy, how are you doing back there?" she asked. "Still with me?" There followed a short silence, then a single fuzzy beep finally came over Jaina's helmet speakers. "Glad you made it," she said. "What's the mothership doing?" A blurred message scrolled across the cockpit's main display.
"To determine that, we would need a functioning sensor array."
"Good point." Jaina could see that the forward array had been melted completely off, so it made sense that the aft equipment had suffered heat damage as well. "Can you open a channel to Captain Calrissian for me?" A scratchy beep sounded inside her helmet, and a moment later, Lando's static, distorted voice asked,
"Jaina?"
Jaina pressed a thumb to the transceiver pad on her stick. "In the flesh," she said. "Do you have that mouse problem under control yet?"
"Just blasted in myself. Or Nate will plot new jump coordinates as soon as you're aboard."
"Tell her to start plotting now," Jaina replied. She could see the hangar mouth's dark rectangle only a few hundred meters ahead, and she wasn't planning on making a gentle approach. "Jump the second she has them."
"Jump? No way. Not until Batu-B tells me you're aboard and..."
"Lando, just make sure the barrier field is off." The hangar mouth was starting to swell rapidly as Jaina approached, and Rowdy was filling her helmet with wave-off alarms and speed alerts. "If you wait for me to buckle down, the Rockhound will be taking cannon bolts up her thrust nozzle. The situation is worse than we thought. A lot worse."
"That's hard to believe, considering how bad it was to start with."
Lando's voice faded as he issued orders to RN-8, then asked,
"Okay, Jaina. Worse than we thought, how?"
"Well, you were right. And so was I." As Jaina spoke, floodlights began to shine down from inside the hangar. Ignoring a cacophony of alerts from Rowdy, she brought up the nose of the Stealth X and streaked toward its gaping mouth. They were pirates. Sith pirates.